Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 16th of April 2024. Today's topic is Idols Are Not God. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 verses 18 through 26. Verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? Verse 22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who have created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? As Tim Keller states in his book, Counterfeit Gods, an idol is anything more important to you than God, anything that absorbs your heart and imagination more than God, and anything that you seek to give you what only God can give. An idol extends beyond the worship of images and false gods. It is a matter of the heart, associated with pride, self-centeredness, greed, gluttony, and love for possessions. It challenges God's sovereignty and attempts to offer an alternative to God on issues of life. Are you free from idol worship? In our text, God reminds the Israelites that he has no rival. Idols are the works of men. It is foolish to put any hero as a rival to God. Young people have various idols in our time. Some identify with worldly music icons. Some have hewed out gods from celebrities in the world of sports, movies, and politics. Some worship false religious leaders to their own detriment. My friend, never indulge in diabolic practices for the sake of power and relevance. We must worship and serve God alone. Avoid counterfeit gods. Quote for the day. Worship and serve God alone. The challenge for today is, whom you trust makes or mars you. Prayer. O God, take every idol from my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.